the 1st of January, it'll be sitting cars only, Claire. It's really a big disappointment. If you want to get in and see Western Queensland on the inland and the westland, you better book in the next few weeks, because that's from the 1st of January, sitting cars only, sadly.
That's the whole point of going on one of those trips, the dining car and the sleeping car. And I know that they've said it is on advice from engineering experts. They must be retired by the end of the year because they're 60 years old.
That's correct. The Westlander began running as the Westlander in 1954 between Brisbane, Charleville, Quilpie and Cullamulla. It was quite interesting, actually. The train used to run out to Charleville, then it was split into two sections. One half went off to Quilpie, the other half went to Cullamulla. I went out there in 1994, actually, behind the steam engine, both out to Quilpie and Cullamulla. Great lines. And the section that used to run of the Westlander between Charleville and Quilpie was referred to as the Flying Flea by the locals, because it used to bounce around a bit on the track.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it was a very pleasant trip. It was air-conditioned, and it was very comfortable. You had sleepers, both twins and the first class, and the three berths set up in second class. Very comfortable. I went out there in 2012 on the Westlander to Charleville, where I tried to drum up some support for the Westlander when I was out there. And I received a lot of positive feedback from the locals out there. They really need their rail service, and they wanted the freight service that used to be attached to the Westlander put back on. The Inlander is in a similar situation. It has a club car, sleepers, runs between Mount Isa and Townsville twice a week, has been running since 1953 in that configuration. The Mayor of Townsville, Tony McGrady, would probably be someone to talk to about the Inlander in more depth. I think he's a little bit upset that it looks like the days of the Inlander are coming to a close.
Well, how will we get people to go on if it's a 21-hour trip?
Well, that's right. I don't think people are going to use the train in the same way. It's going to be very difficult to use it, and I think it's probably a precursor to the Mount Isa Townsville line is up for privatisation leasing, of course, and it may be a way of easing out the train, unfortunately. In the case of the Westlander, we'd dearly love it to run. We put a proposal up a couple of years ago to do some modifications to some of the carriages to make it Disability Discrimination Act compliant. That's one of the problems with the rolling stock. It was built 60 years ago and you can't get wheelchairs on them, for example.
Okay.
We think some modifications could have been done, and we think the timetable could have been improved so that the run up the range was done in daylight hours. At the moment, the train leaves in early evening, the Westlander, and you miss out on that beautiful scenic ride up the Toowoomba Range by rail. It's absolutely magnificent. And that could have been used to promote the Westlander. These are important communication links, Claire, for Western Queensland. They are local economic drivers. Yes, they cost a little bit of money to run, but they provide support to those communities all along those rail lines.
Robert,
it's a
really sad day, and we'd like to get you back because I believe that they're doing the Sunlander is being retired too. There's more train talk that we need to get into. Thanks to Bill McDonald for our Rolling Stones review, and we have some more coming up after the news here on 4BC.
My name's Kerry and my job is Lifestyle Coordinator at Tall Trees Care Communities. The best part is helping people have a quality of life.
I love doing activities.
Hi, we've gone on jet boats. We've just been go-karting yesterday. We do any activity they want.